Hello, I'm Gary Sternberg with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. I'm speaking with Tiffany Johnson Davis, a member of the OIG's water team in the Office of Program Evaluation. Today we will discuss a new OIG report that talks about the environmental and economic benefits of the EPA's Green Project Reserve Program in the agency's Clean Water State Revolving Fund Program. Tiffany, what exactly is the Green Project Reserve Program?
Gary, from 2009 through 2014, the EPA provided more than $3 billion to the states for green projects under the Clean Water State Revolving Fund. These projects address green infrastructure efforts, water or energy improvements, and other environmentally innovative activities. Examples include rain gardens and green roofs, reducing the loss of water, and improving energy efficiency.
So, what did you find regarding the environmental and economic benefits of this Green Projects program?
Although there are no specific requirements for the EPA to measure the results of this program, there is plenty of general guidance that indicates federal agencies should establish goals to efficiently manage operations and then assess program performance and results. And we certainly think that's the case here.
Were there any success stories regarding this program?
Yes, indeed. Wisconsin awarded $20 million to the Beaver Dam Wastewater Treatment Plant. A nearby food manufacturing plant generates 23 million gallons of food waste per year, specifically whey, that cannot be discharged into the city sewer system. But whey is ideal for the production of biogas, a gaseous product of the decomposition of organic matter generated through a fermentation process.
And what happens?
So, the food manufacturing plant pre-treats the whey, pumps it over to the nearby wastewater treatment plant, and the plant, with minor cleanup, can use the biogas to generate electricity. According to plant staff, in 2014, the treatment plant made approximately $110,000 selling excess energy, which reduced its overall operating cost. The treatment plant came up with that figure through an automatic tracking system.
That's great. Do you have another example?
Sure. San Bernardino, California received $32 million in green project funds to invest in a publicly owned treatment works water efficiency project to convert recycled wastewater into irrigation water for agricultural entities. As a result of this project, it was reported that San Bernardino conserves 20 million gallons of recycled water per day.
So, benefits can be measured?
Certainly. But the EPA has not designed a system to collect benefits information after project completion. Agency and state program staff have a perception that benefits collection would be an administrative burden for loan recipients. However, despite the perception, our work showed that benefits information has been collected for some projects. In addition, although the EPA has conducted its own studies of selected projects, the agency has not made those studies public. Routine measurement and reporting of benefits from completed projects can improve the agency's ability to effectively oversee, manage, and monitor the benefits of this substantial $3 billion investment in taxpayer funds.
So, what should the EPA do?
We recommended that the EPA's Office of Water publicly release the EPA's benefit findings from internal reports. We also recommended that the office develop a routine process to collect green project benefits data as part of the regular oversight of state programs, and then evaluate and report to the public the collected environmental and economic benefits information. We have not reached full agreement with the agency on our recommendations, but we're continuing discussions with them and are confident that improvements can be accomplished.
Thank you so much, Tiffany, for sharing the results of this important evaluation. For more information about this report and other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.